الحمد لله رفع شعائر الإسلام وأبانها لخلقه واضحة المناهج والأعلام، فاضل بين الشهور والأيام، وجعل الحج من أركان الدين الأذان، وجعله مر العمر لا كل عام، ورتب على ذلك جزيل الأجر وظافر الإنعام. أحمده سبحانه وأشكره على دوام، وأستغفره من الخطايا والآثام، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، الملك القدوس السلام، هو الحي القيوم الذي لا ينام، نسب المشاعر المقدسة لإقامة ذكره وشكره وعبادته أحسن قيام. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله خير من صلى وحج وصام، المفضل على سائر الخلق والآنام، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ما سام صائم وحج هاج ولله قام. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفاضل، أيها الأحبة، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، سلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. وبعد، beloved brothers and sisters, before I proceed to introduce our beloved Sheikh, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Azza Shanuh, to bless every single one of you, and may He cover us all with His rahmah under His shade on the day when there is no shade except His shade. يوم لا ذل إلا ذل. May He gather us all in the company of prophets, والصديقون والشهداء والصالحين حسن أولئك رفيقا. Beloved brothers and sisters, if you are going for Hajj, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq to complete this great ibadah ala ahsan al-wajh. And if you are not going this year, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate for you your greatest journey to the sacred cities Makkah wal Madina al-Nabawiyyah in near future insha'Allah. Ayyuhal hudur al-kareem, there is no journey most sacred and blessed than Hajj, a journey where all forms of ibadah are combined, a journey which involves your wealth, your finance, combination of ibadah al-qalbiyya wal-jasadiyya, ibadah of your heart and worship of your jasad. It involves mushaqqatu safar, leaving your family, relatives and friends behind only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a journey where you will be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a journey where if your hajj is accepted, you will return as a newborn baby. Allahu Akbar. O Allah, accept our hajj. O Allah, accept the hajj of the hujjaj and give the tawfiq to those who are now making hajj and allow them to make hajj as well. O Allah, facilitate our affairs. So brothers and sisters, this is the greatest journey for which you must prepare well. You must develop and increase in sabr, for verily you will be challenged. You must have patience. You must educate yourself about the manasik. You must learn about the how to perform the rites of Hajj and Umrah, dear brothers and sisters. And to help you accomplish this goal, we at Al Quran wa Sunnah Society of New York, albasira.org, will offer many, many classes and lectures to our hujjaj, those who are going with us. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we will offer them classes and programs throughout Hajj, insha'Allah ta'ala, starting today. Today will be the first lecture of this series of many lectures to come, insha'Allah ta'ala. With, in our today's lecture, we are blessed to have with us our noble Sheikh, our honorable Sheikh, one of the great scholars of our time, the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, as well as the Chairman of Council of Senior Scholars and the Lajna Daima Lil Iftah. And I'm sure you know him very well, because he has done many, many lectures, mashallah, and participated in our seminars and courses which we organized in Mecca and Medina. We thank him for making himself available today, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him the best reward for taking some time out of his extremely, extremely busy schedule to address you all, dear Hujjaj. And we hope that our today's sitting will be of great benefit to you, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, I do not wish to take too much and too long. Inshallah ta'ala, we will leave this, pass on mic to our beloved Sheikh, Hafizahullah, Sheikh Abdul Aziz Ali Sheikh, Hafizahullah ta'ala. And inshallah ta'ala, he will give you small advice, a brief advice, and then inshallah ta'ala, we will proceed with few questions, inshallah ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, those who judge who are going with us, we encourage you all, inshallah ta'ala, that if you have any question, any administrative related issue, please do not hesitate to email us or call us so that we can address it promptly, inshallah ta'ala. So for today's lecture will be with our noble Sheikh. فالآن مع سماحته فليتفضل مشكورا معذورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
نعم شيخ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبد الله ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، وعلى التابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. إخواني في أمريكا المسلمين الذين يريدون حج بيت الله الحرام في هذا العام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أسأل الله لكم التوفيق والسداد في القول والعمل.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، بصلاح الشيخ المفتي حبيبه الله تعالى، he began his talk in the name of Allah the most merciful, the bestower of all mercy, and declaring that all praises belong and are due to Allah, the Lord of all worlds, and asking Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to send prayers and salutations, blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, companions, and followers, and goodness to proceed. My brothers and sisters in America, my brothers, my Muslim brothers and sisters in the United States, those who intend to make Hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sacred bait. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to bless us all and to make everything we say and everything we do to be correct.
أولا اشكروا الله أن هيأ لكم هذه الفرصة أن تزوروا بيت الله الحرام لتؤدوا هذا الركن العظيم من أركان الإسلام، هذا هو الركن الخامس من أركان الإسلام، حج بيت الله الحرام. في الحديث بني الإسلام على خمس: يأتي أن لا إله إلا الله، أن محمد رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة، وإيتاء الزكاة، وصوم رمضان، وحج بيت الله الحرام. والله يقول: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا ومن كبر فإن الله غني عن العالمين.
The first thing that is upon you is that you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for facilitating for you this opportunity and giving you a chance to make Hajj and to visit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sacred days, and to bless you to have the intention to perform one of the pillars of Islam, this major part and foundation of the religion, which is making Hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sacred date. As it states in the Athan al-Hadith, that the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Islam is based upon five things. Firstly is the Shahada, bearing witness and testifying that none has the right to worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Establishing the prayer, to give zakah, to fast the month of Ramadan, and to make the Hajj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sacred house. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in the Quran, the verse which is translated to me, and for Allah upon mankind is that they make Hajj, whoever has the ability to do so. Whoever disbelieves, then surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever self-sufficient, is in no need of the alameen.
إخواني من أراد الحج فعلى أول متقب في الإخلاص بأن يخلص لله قوله وعمله وأن يكون الباعد عن السفر إخلاصا لله وقوم يتقرب بها إلى الله وليختر لحجه نفقة طيبة بعيدة عن كل الحرام وليتفقه ويقرأ المناسك التي تدله على الحج وتلزم له الحج حتى يؤدي حجه على وفق الكتاب والسنة. وإذا وصل مثل الحرام فإن كان يريد أن يتمتع فإذا وصل إلى الميقات وأراد أن يكمل متعا بأن يحرم بعمرة ويطوف ويسعى لها ثم يتحلل من إحرامه ويحرم بحج في اليوم الثامن فليكن عند الميقات لبيك اللهم عمرة متمتعا من الحج فإن حبسني حابس فمحلي حيث تحبسني. فيطوف بالبيت ويسعى بين الصفا والمروة ويقصر ويحل إحرامه وفي ويحل له ما كان حرام الحرام. فإذا كان يوم الثاني حجة قال لبيك حجة فأذهب إلى منى وبات بمنى التاسع ويوم عرفة يوم التاسع يأتي عرفة فيقف بها إلى غروب الشمس ويصلي بها الظهر والعصر جمعا وقصرا ويتولى الدعاء والتضرع بين يدي الله. فإذا غربت الشمس عليه سار إلى مزدلفة فبات بتلك الليلة وصلى بها المغرب والعشاء وهو مكثر من ذكر الله والتلبية والتكبير والتحميد.
My brothers and sisters, whoever from amongst you intends to make Hajj, then the first thing that he should do is to make everything that he says and does sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have out of the cloth. And for the reason for him to travel being seeking closeness and nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then he can prepare for himself an amount of wealth, amount of money that is pure wealth. Nothing from ill kind of means and haram wealth. Rather wealth which is pure, which is clean, to spend in his journey, his trip, and making Azza wa Jalla to ask and beg the people for anything. Also, he should try his best to accompany a good group, friends, people that will assist him in his Hajj, and which will teach him of the manasik, the rituals of Hajj, if he himself doesn't know anything about the Hajj. He should do this so that he can establish the Hajj in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. So when a person reaches Allah's sacred gate, and he wishes to make that which is called a tamattu', when he makes the Hajj and he makes the Umrah like this, he makes the tamattu', he makes Umrah, then he comes out of the Ihram, then he goes back into Ihram, the tamattu', then the first thing when he does, when he gets to the Miqat, the appointed place which he cannot pass, if you have the intention of making Hajj or Umrah, unless you understand about the Ihram, the first thing you should do is make his intention and enter into the sacred state of Ayyaharam for Umrah. And then he's to offer the Tawaf, and then he's going to hear Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and then afterwards he comes out of his Ihram. He is made Tahallul. He's come out of his Ihram. Then on the 8th day of Dhul Hijjah, which is called Yom Tarwiyah, he is to make his intention to make Ihram with Hajj at the Miqat. Then he goes on to say that you make your intention, O Allah, if something holds me back, if something prevents me from getting to the bait, then I will come out of Ihram wherever you decree for me to be stopped. Hajj. So therefore, he is to go to Mina and spend the night in Mina. On the ninth day, when he wakes up on the ninth day, he is to go to Arafah and stay at Arafah until the sun sets. He is to make all this period there, the Dhuhr and the Asr, combine it and showing them. He is to make an abundant amount of dua, beg Allah, ask Him for His mercy, seek His forgiveness, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every once while standing, making dua until the sun sets. When the sun sets, he is to go towards Muzdalifah. And when he reaches Muzdalifah at night, he is to make Al-Maghrib and Al-Isha at Muzdalifah and sleep there until the Fajr time comes, making the Talbiyah, praising Allah, remembering Allah, thanking Allah, lauding Allah, spending the night at Muzdalifah.
فإذا صلى الفجر بمزدلفة انتظر قليلا ثم أتى منها فرمى جمرة العقبة بسبع حصيات قائلا الله أكبر مع كل حصاة ثم يحلق أو يقصر من شعر رأسه ثم قد حل له ما كان حراما الحج إلا بالإحرام إلا النساء ثم يأتي بيت الله ويطوف طواف الإفاضة ويسعى بين الصفا والمروة لأن الطواف أول سعي كالحجة كان لعمرته لأن الطواف والسعي كان لعمرته وهذا الطواف والسعي هو الحجة
So when he offers Salat al-Fajr and Muzdalifah, he should wait a little bit. Then he should go to Mina once again and stone the Jamarat al-Aqaba with the seven stones. Every time he throws a stone, he says, Allahu Akbar. Then he should shave his head or trim his hair, and then he has everything was unlawful to him, has become lawful to him, except for sexual relations with women. Everything that he couldn't do, such as trim his nails, cover his head, so on and so forth, is now lawful for him, except he cannot have intercourse with his wife. Then he used to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sacred bait and offer the tawaf once again and then make the Ayyusin Safa and Marwa. And that's because the first tawaf that he made was his tawaf for Umrah that he made to Mecca. As for this tawaf, this is the tawaf which is called Al-Ifadah, the tawaf and the sa'i for Al-Hajj.
ثم يبيت بمنى ويرمي كل يوم الجمرات التالية الأولى بسبع حصيات الوسطى بسبع حصيات العشر بسبع حصيات ويفعل في اليوم الثاني عشر ما فعله في اليوم الحادي عشر ثم يودع البيت وقد انتهى نسكه والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Then he used to go back to Mina and spend the night there. And every day of those following days, he used to stone the Jamarat, the first, the biggest one, the middle-sized one, and the smaller one, he said, with those seven stones. Just like he did, he said, on the 12th day, he used to do what he did on the 11th day, the exact same manner of his stone. He said, then he used to return back to the bait, return back to the Haram, to make his farewell tawaf. And with this, he would have completed his nusak would have completed his rituals, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
لكن حاج إنكم تقدموا إلى الله الحرام تجدون حرما آمنا مطمئنا سخاء سخاء في غير أمن أمني والاستقرار والخدمات العظيمة والتسهيلات الكبيرة على يد هذه الحكم المطلقة التي أرجو من الله أن يجعل كل سوء وأن يعينها على كل خير ويوفقها للصواب. فإنها حريصة على سنه العجيب وراحته وطمأنينته يؤدوا رزقهم بكل يسر وسهولة. الحجاج لا يتصائب لا ضرائب عليهم ولا سلع يحملونه ولا متى يصحبونه، كل شيء مهيئ لهم، خدمات متنوعة وتسهيلات كثيرة وتيسير لأمر العجيب. أشكر الله إخواني الذي وفقكم وهيئ لكم هذه الفرصة، احمد الله على هذه النعمة واسألوا من فضله التوفيق والسداد وأن يعينكم على رزقكم. واعلموا أن من وفقه الله في أداء رزقه فقد نال خيرا كبيرا. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: والحج المغرور ليس له جزاء من الجنة. ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم: تابعوا في الحج العمرة فإنه ما ينفي فترة والذنوب كما ينفي الحديد قبل الذهب والحديد كما ينفي الكير كما ينفي الكير قبل الحديد والذهب والفضة.
My Muslim mother wants him to make Hajj. My Muslim sister wants him to make Hajj. You're going to travel, or you're coming to a place in a country which is pure and which is sacred, Mecca. You're coming to this sacred house, Al Baytul Haram, a place which is safe, a place which is peaceful, a place which is means of prosperity and a sanctuary for all Muslims, a place where there's peace everywhere. So you have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this and try your best to maintain this peace and to maintain the safety and to preserve this sacredness. There are several things which have been done which are only for your ease. Several services, things which have been made which are magnificent and tremendous to aid and assist the pilgrims. So you have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this and thank those leaders who have provided and facilitated these services. There aren't any taxes that the Hajjis have to pay. There isn't any extra fines. Everything is simple. Everything is facilitated. Everything is made easy for you to perform your Hajj. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving you the tawfiq, the divine success for this opportunity, this blessing, this bounty of Allah azza wa jalla. So therefore, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all and to allow you to return back to your families and your friends and your countries after you perform your ritual, and that you have obtained a great amount of good. Know for sure that the one whom Allah blesses to make Hajj and he comes and he performs it correctly, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, the blessed Hajj, the accepted Hajj, there is no reward for it except for paradise. And states in another hadith of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he said, constantly perform Hajj and Umrah, from Hajj and Umrah back to back. For indeed, they will protect the person from poverty and from sins, just as the fire, the hot fire, takes the impurities from metal. Just as the hot fire takes the impurities from iron or from steel.
أخي الحاج، إذا كنت مثل الحرام تقبل على طاعة الله وأكل ذكر الله وتقرب إلى الله بما يرضيه، وكن محترما بأمن البيت وسلامته وحرصا على استقراره، فإن أمنه أمن للأمة جميعا. ومن حكمة الله أن من هم في المعصية وإن لم يعقب عليها. يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقول الله جل وعلا, ومن يرد فيه بإلحاد بظلم نذيقه من عذاب أليم. تفقهوا في حجكم وأطلبوا من أسك الحج, وخير من سك الله ونسك الشيخ بن باز حتى التحقيق والإيضاح في بيان أحكام كثير من كلام العمرة على ظهر الكتاب والسنة, وترجموا باللغات العديدة, فاقرؤوه وتفقهوا فيه لكي يعينكم على أن تؤدوا هذا النسك بكل ما يسر الله. أسأل الله أن يقبل حجكم وأن يسر كلامكم ورجوعكم إلى بلادكم بأمن واستقرار وراحة بال وطول نفس, إنه على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد.
My Haji brother, when you make your Hajj, you should perform a great deal of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a great deal of remembrance, dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, asking Him to allow things to be safe, allow things to be easy, allowing the Muslims to come together. And you should say, far away from any sin and any disobedience. For indeed, the one who thinks about a sin, and he's bound on doing it, he has a firm resolve on committing that act of ma'siyah, even if he doesn't do it, it will be written on him. It will be written on him. As Allah has said in the Quran, and whoever intends any deviation, any wrongdoing in the sacred place, we will give him a taste of a painful punishment. So therefore, perform your Hajj, right, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make sure that you perform your Hajj according to the correct knowledge and the correct mannerism in the light of the book and in the Sunnah. He says there is a small book which is written by our Sheikh Abdulaziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz, a clarification of many rituals of Hajj and Umrah. It has been translated to several languages. So read it, ponder, reflect on it, study the book so that you can perform your ibadah without doubt and without anything which is incorrect or any mistakes. And then the Shaykh Allah Ta'ala, he goes on to say, once again speaking about the ease and the safety and the peace of the Haram and how the people can perform their ibadah like this. Then the Shaykh Allah Ta'ala sends prayers upon Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi, his companions and followers, ending his speech.
أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم شيخنا حفظكم الله. نطرح عليكم شيء من الأسئلة حفظكم الله. الله فيكم. هذه السائلة تقول أنها إن شاء الله تعالى تتحج هذا العام إن شاء الله تعالى, فتريد منكم بعض النصائح والتوجيهات التي تنفعها في الحج إن شاء الله, وتسأل هل هناك
تقوى الله قبل كل شيء, فليخلص من الله بالعمل, والإكثار من ذكر الله ودعائه والتضرع بيديه والحرص على الأعمال الصالحة والمحافظة على الصلاة الخمس في أوقاتها, لعل الله أن يستقر الحج.
And the questioner says, may Allah bless you, O Sheikh, and treat you kindly and preserve you, O Sheikh. Do you have any problem for us to ask you some questions? The Shaykh Habibullah Ta'ala out of his generosity says, no problem, tafaddal. First question says, there's a woman who wants to make Hajj bi'idhnillah, and she wants some advice and some instruction with regards to performing her Hajj. So what do you have to say to her? Oh no, Shaykh. The Shaykh says, firstly and foremost, is to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal, and to make sure that everything she does is sincere for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make an abundant amount of his dhikr in dua, begging Him, calling upon Him, working hard, working diligently to perform righteous actions, and to strictly guard the five prayers in their prescribed times, prayed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for her Hajj.
أحسن الله إليكم وتسأل حفظكم الله هل للنساء خصوصيات في الحج؟
المرأة والرجل سواء كلهم يطلع عرفة في المزدلفة المزدلفة يرمون الجمار يحرق الرجل تقسم المرأة الأعمال واحدة.
The next question says, may Allah bless you, O Sheikh. Is there anything specific to women in Hajj? He says, the women, and basically, yes, do the same things that the men have to do. Stone the jump out, trim their hair, make the walk, make the sight, so on and so forth, etc. The actions or the rituals of Hajj are just like the men. Or just like the rituals of the men.
أحسن الله إليكم. وهذا سائل يقول ما الحكم في من ارتكب شيئا من محظورات الإحرام وهو جاهل ما يجب عليه من الكفارة إذا فعل هذه
المحظورات؟ الجاهل شيء عليه. الجاهل شيء عليه.
نعم.
Next question says, what is the ruling of the person who performed or committed something which is from the محظورات الإحرام? The things which break the synchronous of the inviolable state of the Islam, and he's jahil, he didn't know. He didn't know that it was impermissible. What is the expiation or the atonement that he must give or make? The Shaykh Habibullah said, if he was ignorant, then there's nothing upon him whatsoever. There's nothing upon the person who was ignorant and he didn't know.
Mahia. ما استأذن يسأل عن محظورات الإحرام، ما هي محظورات الإحرام؟
يقولون يعني حلق الشعر وتقليم الأظافر والطيب وتغطية الرأس ولبس المخيط وقتل الصيد وعقد النكاح والمباشر والجماع.
Next question says, what are the mahdurat al-ihram? What are those things that the person who's in the sacred state, what are those things that he must avoid and stay away from? The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala says, firstly, trimming your hair or shaving any hair on your body, clipping your fingernails, waiting for you, covering your head, wearing the makhir, the clothing which is worn in a normal fashion or normal manner and commonly translated as stitched clothing, which is not the most accurate translation, hunting game, I mean land game, animals on land, not fishing is permissible, but hunting animals on land is haram. A person making a marriage contract with marrying someone off himself, him himself becoming married. And anything which leads to sexual intercourse, like foreplay, or talking dirty, or talking in a sexual manner like this, and actual sexual intercourse, of course.
أحسن الله إليكم. وهذه السائلة تقول إذا خافت المرأة نزول الحيض قبل طوافها للإفادة وكان لا يمكنها البقاء في مكة ولا العودة إليها بعد ذهاب منها، فهل لها أن تستعمل الدواء لمنع الحيض؟
لا مانع
لها أن تستعمل الدواء.
شرط ما يقول يقص.
The next question says that if a woman gets her menses before she makes the farewell tawaf, and she cannot stay in Mecca, nor can she return back to Mecca, then is it permissible for her to take pills which prevent her menses from coming, or her monthly period from coming. The Sheikh Abdullah says this is okay, and there's no problem for her to use the life of this medicine for this service.
بارك الله فيك. وهذا السائل يقول ما حكم لبس اللباس الداخلي للرجل الذي يشتكي مثانته مبتلى بالسلخ البول لأن حالته الصحية تستوجب
يلبسه ويفدي يأخذ 9 كيلو من الأرز ويوزن مزاكي
يعني يوزع ماذا شيخ؟
9 كيلو من الرز
من الرز في الحرم يعني ما عليه الصوم
في الحرم
ما عليه الصوم
أو صوم ثلاثة أيام فهو 9 كيلو من الرز أو صوم ثلاثة أيام ولا بحساب
نعم يعني هذا ليس من محظورات الإحرام حفظكم الله
إلا
نعم
يلبسه ويفدي
Next question. What is the ruling on a man who has an illness and he constantly urinates so he needs to wear underwear under his ihram? The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala says he should wear this underwear and he has to make a fidya. He must make a fidya. For example, he can take 9 kilos of rice and give them to the poor people. 9 kilos of rice to give to the people in the haram. And the question says, he doesn't have to fast? The Sheikh says, no. Let him give 9 kilos of rice to the poor people in Mecca.
طيب هذا سائلة تسأل أن الحديث ابن عباس بخصوص طواف الوداع للحائض هل يلزم طواف الوداع للحائض؟
لا الحائض إذا أدى الطواف الإفاضة المرأة إذا تطوف ثم حاضت فإن طواف الوداع يسقط عنها
Next question. With regards to the hadith of Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, regarding the four of tawaf, does the woman who's missing, does she have to perform the four of tawaf? Is she required to perform the four of tawaf? The Sheikh says no. As long as the missing woman performs the tawaf on the father, and then she gets on the menses, then she does not have to make the four of
أحسن الله إليكم وهذا سائل يسأل بالنسبة لتوكيل المرأة من يرمي عنها خوفا من الزحام في أيام الحج
رمي
الجمار
لا من يعني ذلك
Next question. With regards to a woman putting someone in charge of her stoning because she's afraid of mixing with men it's too crowded or getting trampled or stampede or something like this, is this okay? The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala says there is no problem with this whatsoever. This is okay.
أحسن الله إليكم وهذا السائل يسأل هل يجوز أن يغطي رأسه عند النوم
لا
Next question Is it permissible for a muhrim to cover his head at the time of sleep or when he's sleeping at night he's called just to cover his head The Sheikh Abdullah Ta'ala says no he cannot cover his head even when he's sleeping
وهذا سائل يسأل عن جمع طواف الإفاضة والوداع في نفس الوقت هل يجوز له ذلك؟
نعم إذا أخر طواف الإفاضة وجعله عند الوداع طواف إفاضة وجزع ذلك.
Next question. Can a person combine between tawaf of the ifada and tawaf of the da'a with one tawaf at one time? Is this permissible? The Sheikh of Allah Ta'ala says, if he delays his tawaf of ifada until when he's about to finish and leave and makes it at the table time, it is permissible. Never.
وبما يكون التحلل الأول والتحلل الأكبر
برمي جمرة العقبة أو بالحلق أو التقصير أو بالرمي مع طول البيت أو بالحلق مع طول البيت.
Next question. How does a person come out of the first stage of al-ihram, the tahallul al-awwal? What are the things that a person does to make the tahallul al-awwal? And also the major tahallul. Yeah, when you're totally finished and you can do everything that you like to do. The Shaykh of Allah Ta'ala says, by stoning the jamrah, al-aqaba, or shaving, I mean, and shaving or trimming his hair. Or by stoning the jamrah and making the tawaf of the day, tawaf al-ifada. Or by shaving his head, along with the tawaf.
أحسن الله إليكم. وهذه السائلة تقول هل يجوز للحائض أن تقرأ القرآن أو تقرأ الأدعية في عرفات وبها آيات القرآنية؟
تمام يا عمي.
تقرأ القرآن من المصحف؟
تمام يا عمي.
لا مانع.
القفاز في يديها؟
نعم يا شيخ.
تفضع القفاز في يديها ولا ما نعمل ذلك؟
Next question. Is it permissible for a woman who's missing to read the Quran or read supplications in a small leaflet which contain Quranic verses? The Sheikh of Allah Ta'ala says it's no problem. It's okay, she can read, she can do it. So the question is, she can read the Quran, she can read the verses? He says, no, there's no problem. If she had on gloves or something was covered in her hands, there's a translator's note, you know that the woman who was on the haram and not with her gloves. But if she had a screen of the Mus'haf or something like this, she could be from Quran, she's okay. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to bless the Sheikh Ibn Mufti of Saudi Arabia, Salah Sheikh Ibn Mufti ta'ala, with the health, to well-being, and to continue to allow him to be deemed a benefit for this Ummah, and to be one who teaches this Ummah and defends the Sunnah, across the Sunnah, and educates the Muslims and teaches them their religion. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa jazakumullahu khayran.
Wa la'allana naktafi bihadha al-qadr min al-as'ila hatta la nufi ala samahat al-shaykh ولا نملك في نهاية هذا اللقاء الطيب المتميز المبارك إلا أن نشكر سماحة الوالد على إتاحة هذه الفرصة الطيبة للقاء معنا في هذا اليوم المبارك وتفضله بإجابة على أسئلة أبنائه وبناته من المسلمين. ونحن على أمل أن نلتقي به إن شاء الله تعالى في أيام الحج كما وعدنا به سماحة الشيخ. فنشكره ونسأل الله جل وعلا أن يجعل جهوده المباركة في موازين حسناته. Beloved brothers and sisters, with this we will conclude our today's session inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we are blessed to have with us the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, Sh.
Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Sheikh, our father, our honorable scholar. We thank him for making himself available. And once again, we remind our brothers and sisters, those who are judges who are going with us, that if you have any administrative related issue, please email us so that we can address it properly and promptly. Insha'Allah, we also plan to have more programs and classes, but all of that will be in Mecca and Medina, insha'Allah. So, bismillah ta'ala, as soon we arrive in Mecca, in Medina, we will be going to Medina first, as you all know. Insha'Allah, we will be going to Medina, and then as soon we land over there, we will start our programs, insha'Allah. So, with this, we leave you all in the protection of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.